Radio.
This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, the King is coming. Hey, we in the house. We here, ain't we?
Yes, sir.
Well, man, looks like not only do we make Sports Illustrated.
True.
Elder Rupert called or texted me today. ESPN. Mm. That man, the one who wrote the article, Sports Illustrated. ESPN, man. Dropping our name and everything and try to paint a picture.
Lies.
Since when does sports talk shows and sports magazines get involved in people's religion?
Never heard of tabloid or something?
Then after this, coach wouldn't even get involved in religion. You know what I mean?
Hope.
Boy, they sure did defame our character and falsify information, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what else we got, though? We already got some high-powered attorneys in Nashville looking at it. Already do. People think I'll be playing games, but I'm telling you this. Just relax. Take a little time here. We got to make an example out of these people.
Hallelujah.
You know, all this, hey, and little Elder Michael Johnson, you next.
Yeah,
you next. Mm-hmm. And any other you out there that want to go ahead and we're going to make examples out of y'all folks because it's obvious that these people are not going to submit to Torah.
No.
Ain't that right?
Yes, sir.
They ain't going to do it, man. They ain't going to do it. But we here. And the only, y'all know us, the only time that we ever do anything, especially concerning any other minister or anybody else, is you attack us, we respond.
That's it.
Because we ain't got time. We are working ministry. A ministry that has, we have 10 communities, multiple businesses,
yeah.
People, men working,
yep.
Women got in the house, raising the children.
True.
We busy. We ain't got time for all this nonsense. But since we here, we here.
That's it.
And Isaac Field teach to get your character defamed and slandered and lied upon. I mean, I've been dealing with this for 20-something years, man.
You rejoice?
Mm-hmm. You know me, man. This may be my new constitution right here.
OG.
Yeah, OG. And like I said, it's real simple. You keep your mouth off me, I keep my foot out of your ass. These people something else, man. These people, you know, and I heard the one part that I couldn't get to, and I couldn't record. And she said, check this out. Yeah, he likes flexing his muscles and likes talking loud and getting in front of a camera. And of course, when I see me, I don't see too much of a flexing of anything, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, man. We just living.
That's it.
Living. You understand what I mean? And, but I tell you what, we definitely going to probably be able to silence these folks. Of course, it's a story. You know what I mean? It's there, and then it's going to die down. But the, you know, the bottom line is this. You see, when they put stories out there like that, it's out there in Google now.
Yep, true. Ain't going nowhere.
Ain't going nowhere until we get a lawsuit going and make them take it down. Mm-hmm. And then also, believe it or not, you can get more money for emotional pain and suffering than you can if you lost your leg in a truck wreck.
I'm sure.
Can you believe that?
Feelings.
Mm-hmm, feelings. Man, if, feelings mean a hell of a lot in this society. It's just crazy. You know, feelings. But it's amazing. It's amazing. Now, does this not prove to y'all, does it not prove to y'all that this is the ministry of the Most High Yah?
Yeah.
What do you think, y'all? Elder Mitch is in the house here from Straightway, Kentucky East.
All it does is keep attack, one after another, and it still can't come down.
Still can't come down. I think we all need to actually pray against, and y'all don't get slacked on, especially you women that are prayer warriors. We need to really truly be praying against Kabir's ex-wife, Eileen, Abijah Bill Amelia. We need to be sending it. We need to be sending it hard. And then don't lax on it. We start off pretty good, but then we fall and we fade away really fast. You know what I mean? We get out the gate really good, and then next thing you know, we just,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But all is well in the land of living here. And how y'all doing out there? How y'all doing out there? Well, I tell you, don't worry about it. I'm sure y'all saw my video today on YouTube answering these false allegations. Teacher Shane, I've been telling these people, I don't know if they listen or not, but I've been telling these people all these false allegations they put up against you. If you were what they allege, child molest and all this other stuff, then after your ex-wife and them left, why did they invite you to stay out there with them a whole week on vacation? Why do you do that? Do you know?
My main focus was Afia.
Afia, yeah, your youngest daughter.
My youngest
right.
daughter, yeah.
But you was out there with all the people that accused you, though, right?
Yeah, Maisie was taking her and her boyfriend taking me out to get something to eat.
And
her boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Grew up in this with their boyfriend.
Yeah, boyfriend.
Taking them out, get something to eat, all 9 yards, right? Like, as if these people are in any moral condition. But see what it is, like I stated before, that's how you know that these people ain't fair and balanced. When they only do, come on, there's an agenda out there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to pay for this one, though.
Hell yeah.
But there's an agenda out there, you know, when they only motivated to get out, especially some of the low base minded people that they is out there. To get their comments out there and not have a balance, but then protect their names, but then throw Mother Jennifer's name out there like it was nothing.
Yeah.
That's some sad, sorry, so-called journalism.
Yeah.
Whoever said just because somebody's a journalist that they have integrity?
No.
That they have character and all? Who said that stuff? Who?
No.
Seems like to me that they also got it out for the military, too.
Yeah.
Military and professionals that retire men, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, men.
They attacked masculinity.
Yeah, men.
That's one thing that Michael Israel was on his channel early on. Apparently, he come out of these ministries where the women are running everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And they hate masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to reiterate it, and I'm going to say it again. We ain't having no faggots. Coming to this ministry.
No.
No homosexuals, you ain't welcome.
No.
Lesbians, you ain't welcome.
No.
That right.
Don't come over here with your LGBTQ, EFG, DZ, whatever the hell you got. Don't come up in here like that.
No.
You better come with a repentant heart. And even at that, we still gonna vet your ass.
Yep. That right.
Because we ain't letting none of you damn predators get around our children.
Nope.
Because ain't nobody gonna protect your ass from us. You know what they even did too?
Right.
See, at least I guess I should go ahead and give them the benefit of doubt. At least they did, like all the rest of these other wicked, nefarious people out here. At least they did find out, like I've been telling us, that we ain't 501c3.
Yep.
Remember, I've been telling us that.
Yeah, yeah.
At least they did say that. You know the reason why that was important to them? So they could have some teeth in the game.
Oh, yeah.
So they could be able to try to bring pressure from the government on us and maybe go out our tax exempt status, but this is something else they don't tell you. See, anytime any organization out there is part of 501c3, not only are you saddled up with them, but your land, your church building, anything else associated, it actually belongs to them. Because you contracted with them, and they didn't disclose to you the terms and the conditions of that contract.
Collateral.
There you go, brother. There you go.
Right up.
Collateral. No, and people don't know that because it ain't been in the history of the United States of America where they've actually went in and actually confiscated some land.
True.
But anytime you contract with the government, you see this hand right here? See his hand right here? You contract with the government, they take one hand, they got one hand behind their back, with their fingers crossed like this, and the other hand, they're sticking it out, shaking it, and cheesing with you. And then the day is going to come when they're going to call their card. They're going to pull it. Yeah, they're going to pull it. And see, we're just too smart for that. That's what we're too smart for. They ain't all about full disclosure. And our brother Steve says, contracts are not valid unless you have full disclosure. But here's the other part. You don't have no rights unless you can declare them. There could be all the rights on the books written all over the place, but unless you can declare them, you ain't got no rights.
True.
You got to know what the hell you're doing and what you're talking about.
Man.
We have an adjudicator in the ministry. We have an attorney in the ministry. We got professors. We have doctors. We have lawyers. We got everything in this ministry. These people think we just, I guess some of these little Rudy people, we small.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, we must be very effective, though. Very effective, because like I said before, it's going to be very effective that people got to lie on you. You heard what Teacher Shane said, right? He went out there, and they actually took him out to eat. The alleged child molester. They took him out to eat.
Yeah.
And they barred friends. They grew up right now.
Yeah.
They grew up right. They can blame that mess on that wicked-ass ex-wife of his. That's the Jezebel that's instrumental in all this debauchery and the house of irrepute she's created down there. That's how you talk.
Yeah.
That's how you talk. Use real words. But you can see that these women, man, they definitely hate masculinity. And sisters, if our sisters last night didn't do a wonderful job on Sister Sister radio broadcast, I don't know what they did. Mother Carol, Mother Jennifer, Sister Ashley, man, they laid it in. A lot of you women's problem is you, all your life, you've been too busy trying to be a man. Act like a man. Stand up like a man. Talk like a man. Stand up face to face with a man. Try to trade words with a man. To the point you don't even develop a damn spirit today. I keep telling you, Steve, Tom, Dick, Harry, Mother Jeff, Wayne, Bob, Bill, Tyrone, Leroy.
Yeah.
You don't never know what personality it is that's trying to speak anytime a woman trying to get in your damn face.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? And then the first thing that want to happen is you want to go run to the law when that man turn around and knock the shit out of your ass.
Yeah.
You got male personality speaking out of you, but then you want to play the woman card when he knocks your ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't shut your damn mouth, but he can shut your damn mouth when he lays some of these on. See, I can't run around and be hitting women, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, based on my record, if they even got me classified. You know, MMA people and stuff, they got them classified, their hands and their feet as deadly weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're professionals and they know what they're doing?
Yeah.
I don't know how they got veterans classified, man. I don't know. Maybe Brother Gideon. Brother Gideon, you tell me, man. How do they got us classified? Especially when you know how to go to somebody's rear end. And at that time, this spirit is exalted. Rah! The rage is that. So let's say they take the man, they lock him up 5-10 years. Where's your life at now? The one who actually up created a life for you, try to give you a life. Isn't that amazing? All because we won't get no deliverance.
Yeah.
Mother Carol phone. Man, I was blowing up last night after that broadcast. How you like my look, man?
OG.
Mel Smith said I look like OG, man. How y'all like my look, man? Y'all think I ought to go ahead and adopt this look? See how I look, man, with my other cap on, man. Oh, no. Look at here. Look at here. Look at there now, boy. Woo-wee. Straight away. They hate that, bro.
Shoot.
Well, anyway, I usually wear these when I'm working out, so let me go ahead and take them off. Because it's just catching sweat, but it's making my head hot. We don't really truly have too much going on here tonight, with the exception of what's going on with the Sports Illustrated thing and the ESPN. But, you know, believe it or not, we do accept this as a badge of honor. We truly do. Because if we were not being persecuted, we'd have to really, truly take a good, close look at our walk. I'm serious. If men are speaking well of you, there's something wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Could you ever been able to understand that? Could you ever understand that? Okay, if you're doing all you can to live righteous, then we all have our own personal issues, troubles, and challenges we have to work through and stuff. But you know, I was listening to Karen Hunter on SiriusXM over there, Urban View, right? Listen to Karen Hunter. And, you know, they got this Will Smith and Jada Pinkett mess all out there. All over in a mess, right? And the, you know, the first thing she did, we ain't going to get into people's personal life. No, I don't want to hear it. We're going to just talk about issues. Then Roland Martin went over the same thing. We don't want to talk about, I don't care what people do in their personal life. You know why? Because everybody got a personal life. Everybody wants your life out there in glass houses so everybody can see, but not theirs.
True
that. They're not made hypocrites. Hypocrites. You got that right. That's what they want. But, I think that, one thing I like to do is give praise to the Most High Yah. I give all praise to the Most High Yah. The Bible tells us to rejoice. And be exceedingly glad, because greater is our reward in Shemayim.
Hallelujah.
We got a good reward here. But who would ever thought that you could keep the commandments, try to live a quiet and peaceful life? You know the people more than me about Satan.
Yeah.
Here we are out here minding our own business, and yet Satan can put a thought in somebody's mind, cause them to drive all the way down here, 10 o'clock at night when people are in the bed asleep, slowly, meticulously turn around in the driveway, blow their horn, holler and scream all kind of obscenities, and I'm still praying for the next, you know what, I'm praying for the next one. What do you mean next one? Believe it or not, somebody actually hit a tree up here and killed themselves.
Yes.
See, Shane, they ain't going to believe me. Come and tell the story about how they blamed us for that. Come and tell us.
They think I'm kidding. They think I'm kidding up at Walmart. They actually blamed us. They blamed us for that.
It was an amazing thing, Saint.
Because we've been praying.
Yeah.
They let you know they've been watching us.
Yeah. We've been praying, and it's something, it's amazing how the Most High will let you know what's going into effect. Because I'm here working at Walmart, and I'm stocking the shelves, I'm putting stuff in the doors, and this little teenage girl comes up to me out of the blue and asks me, "Why did y'all kill him?" And I look at her and I'm going, you know, I'm like,
"What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?" And I'm pretty much, you know, yeah, I know what's going on, but I am, I'm in a public place and I'm letting her, what do you mean? What are you talking about? And then she goes on and tells me about the person that just died up there recently that hit the tree that just come off of Galen Road. And there was a certain tree off of Galen Road.
All by itself.
It just off of Galen Road and it
hit that bullet head on.
And it was after pretty much a lot of people coming down. We don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Harassing, driving, throwing eggs at pastor's house and whatever. And we just quiet and peaceable people. We just went to what we know, went to our knees and let the Most High Yah fight our battles. Vengeance is His, He says. And He took care of it.
Ain't funny no more, is it?
Ain't funny no more, no. That's right.
Now we'll start praying again because I'm hoping that the next battle
yes.
to run into a tree and kill himself and see if I go up there and see him out.
And every day we pass that tree, the people, the family, that boy, 16-year-old boy that died, that hit that tree, they made a shrine there.
So did.
Yeah. Every time you pass that tree, there is some kind of decoration on it. Most High ain't playing.
I saw it to you.
Most High ain't playing because it's no small thing for the Most High to recompense tribulation on those that trouble you.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would just stay in humility and let the Most High fight our battles, He will.
If I hold my peace and let Yah fight my battles,
yes.
victory, old victory shall
be mine. Yes. Even Israel at the time, they went into a praise session and overcame and was victorious. We've got to get out of this fleshly way of fighting wars and tumults and everything from our flesh. Are you a child of Yah? Do you believe that Yah has you in His hands? That you are the apple of His eye? That anyone that will trouble you, He will recompense tribulation on them? Hold Him at His word, and He will perform His word. Our Yah is just, holy, pure, just, and He will perform that which has gone forth out of His mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He will. And He tells us, without faith is impossible. Are you going to hold Him at His word? He will fight our battles. And this little testimony shows you, and this was many years ago.
Yeah.
Many years ago. And when these people, a lot of people
start praying again.
When these people start troubling me, I remind the Most High Yah that hey, this person, this thing, this is troubling me, Most High Yah. I'm your child. I'm cleaving to you as a father. I know vengeance is yours. You said it in your word. Are you going to hold Him at His word? We are no match in ourselves against the Hasatan. But the one who created him, He knows how to deal with him. He knows how to put him in his place. It is written. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Hallelujah.
See, people got me all wrong. I don't give a damn. I pray that every damn heathen that comes down here that rolls off, I pray that they hit that damn tree, that big ass tree right there, and die on the spot. See if I go out there and see about it.
Wrong.
I won't go see about them. Hell no, I ain't. Tell them, boogie, y'all better come out and bring a scraper. I don't give a shit about heathens dying. They don't care nothing about the righteous dying.
Nope, they don't.
But isn't that amazing that little girl had some type of awareness to say, as teacher saying, why y'all killed him?
Y'all.
There ain't no laws against spiritual warfare.
Nope.
People try to employ witchcraft against us all the time.
True.
Ain't no laws against the spirit.
Nope.
That's why we let y'all fight these battles. And when it comes time for us to fight the battles, we ready.
Yeah,
that is. Now, what kind of mess is that? When they try to paint a picture that everybody is living under some type of tyrant. Boy, how many times have we said that gate swing both ways?
I mean, since for as long as I've been around.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff is that? If people living under some type of tyrannical order, like they say, but yet and still everybody has guns.
It
don't
make no sense.
Is that not an oxymoron?
Yeah.
Well,
no sense.
A diametrically opposed statement, because, I mean, just by the mere fact everybody all is, you know how free you are.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody trying to abuse you, really do you wrong, man, or do you wrong, you can take care of that situation.
Yes, you can.
And do it lawfully and biblically. Makes no sense.
No, it don't.
And then train them to show them how to use it? What do you got, Elder?
Another thing right there is that you're training and teaching the people. You got to get him coming down, even teaching the sisters that and the women to use their weapons, to what, who with the self-defense, and so on and so forth. So ain't nobody on lockdown.
We just had a heathen turn around here. That's the front gate again, didn't we?
Yep. Don't be sorry.
Y'all know that front gate's going to be closed at 6 o'clock.
I just should.
Yeah, and they came in, turned around a little bit there. Went out there, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. Yeah, you are sorry.
Yeah.
But again, what happened to people trying to live a quiet and peaceful life? Satan ain't going to let us live a quiet and peaceful life.
It's a war.
It's part of the warfare. There's no discharge.
In this war.
In this war.
Well, yeah.
Welcome to the warfare. And as the old saying goes, shall we begin?
Yep.
Shall we begin? I think the problem here with teaching elders is that these people are so used to, you know, Christians, they pray about everything while they don't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
And they know we're the direct opposite. We're going to pray.
We're not passive.
No, we ain't passive at all. Not by any stretch, man. We believe in the wars of Israel.
And that we'll do.
Oh, yeah. One of them going to slip up one day, though.
He thought I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He seen me. He thought I was going to do.
He thought he was going to do, huh?
See, that's what I want.
I see it, yeah.
Make sure you get on.
Get on these people. But given the environment that the world is in right now,
mm-hmm.
people should be very careful.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And watch this. Especially you white folks out there, y'all should be really careful. Don't y'all see what's going on right now? Man, they got white police officers scared half to death to even touch a black person now. Because they throwing them in jail, locking them up in prison. You people should be careful. Things are turning. Hey, Brother Gideon, did you answer that, man? I need to know, man, what do they say about our hands and our feet and our training? Do they consider us deadly weapons? Because if so, man, I need to know the laws.
Yeah, true.
I need to know what I'm up against.
It's true.
If y'all get too hot here, we can cut the AC on. It won't interfere with this.
No, fine.
At all. Hey, but the guest calling number is 310-982-4226. 310-982-4226. What I wanted to do, without getting sidetracked, is let you people who also didn't get the opportunity to call in from the week before because of the meeting that we had in Jacksonville, Florida, give you a chance to testify. And it's not exclusively just to them. I'm not going to limit everybody because I realize that you may have a question. Hey, I didn't see it, Brother Gideon. Answer it again real quick so I can see it, okay? I think what we need to do, man, you know, what I want to get into is some Gracie jiu-jitsu and some grappling, you know, holds and grappling and stuff, because, you know, you get in close with people, you understand me? We need to start doing that during feast days and teaching the brethren how to do all that stuff, man, because the only thing about me, man, my damn body, old, it hurts. You know what I mean? I can imagine me flipping people and trying to, and then getting flipped and stuff. And can you imagine what I'm going to feel like when I come home at night?
We did get trained without some months ago.
Man, I'm getting too old for that stuff, man. That stuff for the young and the bold, man.
Young man for the strength.
And the old man for the wisdom. Cause my dang body don't recover as fast, man, at all.
Yeah.
It just don't.
A few
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
We did something. It was fun.
Y'all learned a lot?
Yeah, we did, but it hurt afterwards.
Oh, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it, man. When I was in 82nd, man, we used to be bloodied and bruised and every damn thing else, man. Scrapes on us, and I got a couple of cracked ribs.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, we used to go for broke, man. Yeah. And try, man.
It was rough.
It was rough, but
it's worth it. Oh, it's good. It is worth it.
Who's that? Oh. Oh, no. Thank you. That's, just save me a little bit for maybe later.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. Gideon says certain training background come up in court.
Oh, you do study that.
Oh, good. I'm glad. See, Gideon, you're in trouble then. I'm good.
Yeah.
I was looking at today in the 82nd, man. They got, some grappling skills training. Gracie Jiu Jitsu. They doing a whole bunch of stuff. Man, they doing a lot of stuff today, man. They doing a hell of judo. They doing a lot of that stuff today, man.
Children do that stuff now too.
Yeah.
Little small.
They need to.
They teach them. Some boy beat up some bully. It's all on YouTube. And he put him in an arm bar. And I don't know if he broke.
About trying to break his damn arm, didn't he?
He broke. I saw a few of them like that, and one of them snapped.
He needs to snap.
Yeah, one of them snapped.
You know, it was crazy because, you know, you heard of late bloomers, right?
Yeah.
When I was a little child growing up, I was a late bloomer, very small in stature. But I'd fight any damn body.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't pick on nobody, but I would always take up for those who was getting picked on.
Yeah.
And that's just the way I was. And because I think the thing I had going for me, more than anything, I was always strong as a bull. You know, all my brothers, we just strong. You have no people, they're just strong. You know what I mean? I was always strong, man. And wasn't afraid of nobody. I would try to set a situation, man, but, man, I'd fight, though.
Yeah.
I promise you that, I'd fight. And we getting in the situation now to where all this training and everything we do, one day it's going to pay off.
It's going to have to.
It's going to have to because with the way things are going in this world,
very true. Very true.
It's just the world we live in, though.
Yeah.
But our women and our children, they gonna dwell in peace and in safety. Damn it.
Yes.
Period. Point blank. that's the sole purpose of us men existing.
Yes.
Is to make sure we give our Israelite sisters the tools to raise our children. And they're going to dwell in safety, damn it. They're not going to live in no damn fear. That's why we respond the way we do. Because I'll be damn, we're going to sit and live in damn fear. We're going to make fear. Did y'all see my Patreon post I did earlier?
You did it today?
Yeah. Gotta let y'all see that, man. That motivated a lot of brothers today. A hell of a lot of them did. But now our sisters and our children, they're not living in no fear or no damn body. Uniform or not. They act lawful. I put a picture up there, then I made a statement.
This one?
Yeah, then there's a big old long statement underneath it. You got it.
I didn't read it.
Let me read it real quick. You got it on your phone? I posted Elder Bitch, man. He can pull this stuff up. I put this up on Patreon today. All right? And, of course, the title of it says, "You always have haters." And what I had wrote to the house of Israel was this. "Listen, Israel, here I am, your pastor. I've never been the best at anything. I know that I've had fears and weaknesses, but in everything I've always looked for strength that only comes from the Most High God. Principles to live by. I do not care about what people think who do not matter. I do not care about what people say, because if I did, I would not be the man that I am today. You will always have haters. If I could walk on water, my haters would say, he walks on water because he can't swim. Embrace the fact that people do not like you. As a matter of fact, they hate you.
Truth.
Wear their wicked ass judgment like a glove. It will motivate you to be greater than what you are. You do not have to prove anything or prove nothing to no one but yourself. Do something every single day that will challenge you. Do something that sucks, like walk a hill or go for a run or do some push-ups or whatever. I'm 53 years and 10 months old in this picture, taken July 16, 2020. I am who I am by the grace of Yah. And I tell you the truth, I do not care what people think who do not matter.
Man.
All they do is cause stress in your life. Focus on Yahshua, the greatest man that ever lived. Be like him. Love his law, his commandments. Strive every day and never quit. Do not entertain being a punk and a sissy and do the easy thing and go back to the world, either in body or in mind. Stay focused on the kingdom. And to hell with this world and those who are going to hell.
Yes.
My name is written down, and nobody's ever going to take my name out of his book of life. Love my King, my Yah, my Savior Jesus, Yahshua. Either go with me or to hell with you. Shalom. Pastor Dow, the King is coming. Man, the brothers jump on that thing, brother. They love that, brother. See, again. See, men hear that, they get motivated. An effeminate sissy.
No.
Now they hear that, and all of a sudden they pump cars being pulled. They oh God, they military. I did it. They just, oh God, have mercy, just Jesus. What the hell are they talking about? Oh my God. Unreal.
Spirit
and mind you, you talking about people who live a quiet and peaceful life. No. Elder Doug says, beautiful, hallelujah. That's it. Man, just be, provide for things honestly. That's just the way we live. No. Glory to the King.
Glory.
Hallelujah. All right, let's go to New York. Brother Mike, 646-646. Pastor Dow, we're going to distribute you radio broadcast. I can help you out. Brother Mike down in New York.
Bless you, my shepherd, and bless all leadership. Just calling in. We miss you very much up here. Can't wait to see you in literally maybe 3 weeks. But I just haven't seen all y'all in about a year. So I just really miss all y'all very, very much. Look forward to being able to spend more time just calling in. Love service last week. Love sister to sister last night. It was amazing. It really had me look at myself. But, Pastor, I just want to say thank you for all you've done for the fellowship up here in New York. Thank you for housing our brother, Brother Steve. We miss him dearly. It's different when I'm not here, but you know that he's doing what he has to do to get us to go moving forward. But I hope he's okay. I can't wait to see him in a couple weeks.
Man, you know Brother Steve is fine, man. Brother Steve living a life, man. Playing the living daylights out that piano. I'm good for right now.
Yeah.
Playing the living daylights out that piano, just loving life, man. We enjoying it. We enjoying him. Enjoy Brother Nick. Enjoy Brother Nick being down here, too.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know what?
Glad to know y'all on this side of glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We all the house been talking about it. We're just happy that we're gonna be closer to the hub and be able to be around the hub, and be able to be around more of the hub and learn as much as we can to get closer to the Father and be as close to Him as possible. Especially being with people who are further in their walk. Yes, sir.
What's wrong with you, man? They accuse us. Being child molesters. Why would you want to be around us? They accuse us of abusing women and abusing children. And of course, you know, those are things, the allegations that the world likes to see. They accuse us of all these things. Why in the world would you want to move and uproot yourself from New York to be around us around here? Are you out of your mind?
Out of my mind for the Most High, man. When it comes down to it, I don't even. They just talking stuff. They don't understand. People out here, even in New York, they always got some crap to say, but they don't know nothing. They haven't been around nothing. They have no eyewitness account. They just sit there and just talk and talk. I realize that a lot of people who especially don't keep the commandments or don't have no lick of righteousness in them, they just talk out their mouth and just say whatever comes to their mind, not realizing that it could be a demonic entity, that it could be Satan speaking through them. They lost. And at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, Shepherd, I know for a fact you are Jeremiah 3:15, and I know for a fact that Yah is with you and with the hub and with Straightway. So regardless what anybody says, I'm yes, sir.
What happened to that little girl that allegedly that was interested in you for marriage, man? Then I look on Facebook, and I had to take a double take, man. Look like she done went back to the world, went back to serving flesh and Satan. What happened, man?
I don't know, Shepard. I did what you and Pat, what you and Brother Steve told me to do. You told me to leave her alone, don't talk to her, let her be. I did, and I just watched deterioration. And Steve came to me and said, don't look at her no more. That's it. And I just followed what leadership told me to do and did what leadership told me to do. And then I looked, and she didn't show back up to fellowship. After COVID-19, I think she was hanging out with Sabrina and Leah. And after that, you know, I didn't think that was the right call. Steve knew. I told Steve, I said, that looked like it's going down the wrong path, and it went exactly where it went. And nothing
well,
I can say.
You dodged the bullet on that one, didn't you?
But like I said, when it comes down to it, Shepard, I'm just happy that I'm here in the ministry. I'm following you, your leadership, Brother Steve's leadership, and I'm doing whatever y'all tell me to do. Y'all say no, no. Y'all say yes, y'all say yes. I'm here to stay. I'm burning every bridge that has close, and I'm staying right here.
Hey, check it out. Was that a good no?
Yes, sir. Yes, it was. Shepard, you have always been right, and everything you have ever told me, you have always been right. Everything. Regardless of what I wanted, you have always been right. In every single counsel you have ever given me, you have always been right. You have never been wrong. I trust you with everything in me. You love me more than I love myself. And I even say that about Brother Steve because I see him, you upon him. Y'all love me more than I love myself. So at the end of the day, whatever y'all tell me to do is what I'm going to do.
Hear that, Elton? Mm-hmm. He dodged a bullet on that one.
He did.
He dodged a bullet on that one because that little wicked-ass woman, she'd have got you to say yeah, and then she'd have... You turn around and try to sway your mind and change your mind.
Yep.
And then move right out of the damn faith.
Definition of a strange woman.
I'm just thankful I'm here, Shepherd. I'm thankful that I'm in the faith and I'm following you and Brother Steve, and I'm doing whatever y'all tell me to do, whatever leadership tell me to do. I'm happy that we're coming down there. I'm burning, like I'll say it again, I'm burning every bridge that's connected to anything on the outside world, and I'm connected to the Straightway in the hub. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
Well,
yes, sir.
I'm glad you dodged that bullet.
I'm glad that
we wish we could have dodged some bullets.
That just shows me the Most High gives me favor, and I'm happy that I'm doing what needs to be done for the ministry, what needs to be done for leadership, and I'm happy to do whatever needs to be done for the faith. She's gone. It has nothing to do with me. As long as I look at myself and say, that could have been me, but I'm happy that it's not, and I'm just focusing on myself, soul salvation. It's sad because your soul salvation should be what's more important, but it is.
It should be something.
Yes, sir.
All right, bro, Mike. Bless you, my brother.
Bless you, Shepherd, but I do have Brother Nick right here. He did want to speak to you.
Damn, Nick got home fast. Come on, Nick, what
do
you got?
He's right here. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How's everything going?
Hey, Nick, man, you by nature speak low, so you want to talk up louder.
Okay, no problem. Definitely. Well, I just wanted to say...
Brother
that,
Nick.
You know, yes.
Brother Nick.
Yeah, Pastor? Yes.
There's a problem. I'm waiting for you to get louder.
Can you hear me a little bit better now?
If you raise your voice, I could.
I'll try my best, Pastor. Yes, I just wanted to say I wanted to thank you officially because I left extremely early Thursday morning, so I didn't get a chance to actually thank you for just making accommodations for Brother Steve and myself. But I wanted to say thank you and all the saints in Straightway for being lovers of hospitality, for really making all the accommodations that you made for us. And it's always torture, at least for me, when I have to go back to New York. I feel like I'd never want to leave when I get to Straightway. I did want to also take this time to thank a couple of brothers that really made an imprint on my stay this time around, especially Brother Scott. Because Brother Scott and Brother Victor, they pretty much took 2 hours just to teach us how to shoot. And that's knowledge that, you know, we can't really get here in New York, being that we can't own guns. I was very grateful for all the knowledge that they dropped on us. And I also wanted to thank Brother Bud, because, man, now I actually see everything that you're talking about, Pastor. Brother Bud, it has so much knowledge, and the older generation in general, their work ethic is far more advanced than the work ethic of this generation. That's myself included. Brother Bud, this man literally never stops working, and it was just an honor. I pretty much was a shadow for the whole day, and he taught me a whole bunch. So I definitely wanted to, you know, as the scripture say, let another man's lips praise you. So I definitely want to praise Brother Bud for his labor of love and all that he offers, you know, the things down the straightway.
Glory to the King.
Glory to the King. Well, Pastor, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to, once again, say thank you for everything that you've done. And I know Brother Steve is in very good hands. He's probably enjoying the time of his life over there in Stateway. So.
And Brother Steve, man, it ain't fair.
Right. Yeah. All right. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom. You know what's amazing?
Yeah.
What's amazing is this is a woman that Brother Mike was considering.
Yeah.
To be the wife. Consider. I remember when I went up there for Brother Steve's brother funeral. There was still somewhat in consideration phase. Consider.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Oh, yeah, consider.
And I will always inquire, you know, Esther, Steve,
yeah,
and all them. And then I will discern myself. I told Brother Mike, man, leave that alone. Mm-hmm. Leave it alone. He left it alone. You know how much, you know how bad it is, man, when a brother has his sights on a woman. Huh?
Uh-huh.
You tell him leave that alone?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm?
I got you.
That's painful.
Yeah. I see.
So when you young, you burn it.
Yeah.
Huh? Steve told him, leave that alone. Then, it didn't take much for her to fall away.
Nope.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
It was already in her heart.
Yep.
Well, Ruth said, it's sad to say, most brothers wouldn't even follow that instruction. Now the Most High got somebody better prepared for him.
Yep.
What do you want back?
Hallelujah.
What do you want back?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Guaranteed. Huh?
I'm sure.
That meeting we had down in Jacksonville, Florida, that thing was powerful.
I'm sure. I wish I was
there. Let me see. That thing was powerful. Just like the old school meetings, where the Holy Spirit just comes in and just take over. Hmm? I keep telling the people the secret of that is, you got to decrease, and he must increase. Y'all preachers, wannabe preachers, whoever the hell you think you are, you hear me? And most of you don't know how to decrease. You're too damn prideful. You got that right. Maybe mama called and daddy sent.
Yeah.
But no matter how many times, I can sit there and show the people how to humble yourself, how to lift up the Most High Yah, how to humble yourself, and he still won't get it. Hmm? You ask all the people down there what they felt in that meet. It was undeniable. And I got a letter to read tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
got quite a few letters from the meeting, but this one, I think it is probably, we're going to read this letter tomorrow. This letter needs to be read. I want y'all to, let's stop and take a pause here for a second, okay? Brother Sanders, you've been doing this thing with me at least 25 years, ain't you? Good, we were since 95.
Half of my life.
Yeah, half your life. Look there. Tell me, how long you been in this thing?
About coming up on, been around, I've been here 9 years.
9 years? Yeah, 9 years went fast.
Yeah, I know.
You seen me go from black bear to gray bear.
Yes, I did. I was
you probably put a few of these gray hairs on my head.
Mm-hmm. I
would. I know Elder Rufus did.
I would.
But think about this, though. Think about this, though, son. Mm-hmm. I don't care how many times I can tell people. People today, they think they're smart.
Man, that's so true.
They think they're intelligent.
Yes.
I don't care how many times I tell them, I've been where you are. I've been where you are. But you have not been where I've been.
Very true. Very true.
When you were feasting and playing, we were fasting and praying.
Hallelujah.
Where is that? I'm going to show y'all something. Listen.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. When the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Oh, Jesus! Come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose them and set them free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose and set her free right now. Spirits of explosion, spirits of verbal abuse, spirits of martial art, spirits of cruelty, spirits of hatred, come out in Jesus' name.
I'm going to stop right there. Mass Deliverance, right?
Yeah.
September 2002.
Yeah.
Mind you, we had already been doing deliverance that whole year before we got to the Mass Deliverance. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
That wasn't what you see when all these people come here. That wasn't one of these big old meetings. Are y'all hearing me out there?
Yes, sir.
That was only, I'm going to say it again, that was only the people who live on the community here at Straightway.
Yeah.
That's it. We had already been living 4 years set apart. 4 years set apart. We had spent almost 4 years already getting our resources together before we even got on the community. That was not people invited from north, south, east, and west. That was only us here on the community. You're truly included. That's how wicked we were. But you ain't got a damn demon on you. You all fine. You refine. You know every day. You don't know shit. Y'all, that damn devil's deceiving y'all ass. Mind you, we already had 4 years of living set apart. We already moving towards this way, and it was only the people on the community. Only the people on the community. Am I right, Teach?
Amen.
When y'all hear Mass Deliverance, you automatically think people coming from everywhere. There was no everywhere.
No, not that time.
There was no everywhere.
No. 2002, no.
There's probably about 30 or 40 of us then that lived on this community. That was it.
Before YouTube,
yeah. Well, before YouTube.
Yeah.
But you are intelligent. More intelligent than I am. More intelligent than he is. More spiritual. Paul had a resume, right?
Oh, yeah.
Shipwreck?
Oh, yeah.
Destitute?
Oh, yeah.
In peril of the countrymen?
Oh, yeah.
In peril of the false brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. In journeys often?
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm. In peril of the countrymen?
Yes. Yeah.
In peril of the brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you turn around, the false prophets along with the Pharisees and scribes try to kill him?
Yeah, I'm locked up. What's your opposition?
Imprisonment.
Yeah.
Mm. Filled with Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Doing miracle signs and wonders.
Yeah.
No, doing miracle signs and wonders.
Yeah.
That's his resume.
Yeah.
Your resume is, I love the Lord. God is good. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. What the hell? Did I miss something? I must have missed something. I had to miss something. Let me give you our resume. Our resume, we've been defamed, slandered, called cult, crackpot coots, defamation of our character. Let's go over to the other side. Let me see. We have raised people from the dead on two occasions. Two occasions. Brought them back to life. Let me use that word phrase. Brought them back to life. Dead. 100% dead or don't die. Gone. Brought them back to life. We watched Yahshua perform miracles. We ain't gonna say he can't do it again. But man, we have seen some stuff here that other people, they would have just ran. Unbelievable. Cast out so many devils. Heard men's voice speaking through women. Seen people, the whites of their eyes turn jet black. Dealing with high levels of sorcery.
Ruler of the universe.
Ruler of the universe. Bodies levitating, getting kicked through damn windows. Dramatic liver, kicked through windows.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Eric, you good. You good.
No spirit.
I need to give you a standing ovation. I'm glad you arrived. I'm glad y'all all arrived because I still don't know shit. I'm wicked as hell,
yeah.
And I'm dumb. I just got in the dining hall the other day, reproving all the brothers in there. We up here wrecking every damn vehicle on the land that we got. Spirit of complacency, apathy, the whole nine yards. Just passivity all over the damn place. And the pastor is the last one to get damn deliverance on the land. The pastor. Pastor down, the most wicked person that lives in straight rank. Can you believe it? I am! Ladies and gentlemen, but I don't know, you know, maybe I should go on there and sit on the couch and let everybody else come and teach the broadcast to us.
No, we good.
No, we good. Hmm? We recently been privileged to miracles. The Bible taught miracles, signs, and wonders. We you've seen all that here. People getting filled with the Holy Spirit. But somebody's today, they're waiting for the wind to blow, for the Holy Spirit to come up on them brothers and asking. How many times we ought to quote this? Ask, and you shall receive. Seek. He said, "By knock, shall be opened." To everyone that asks, receive him that seeketh, find him. And we tell people over and over again how to receive the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But we don't know nothing. I mean, you know, we've been having the Holy Spirit how many years?
We don't know nothing.
We don't know nothing. Let me go over this one more time, and I'm going to try to let this finish out for a second, okay? Because there's more to this. Besides the September 2002, you need to hear that again. But there's another one coming up after that.
Listen.
These signs shall follow them that believe.
Absolutely.
My name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Why can't you get that, man? Me and Teacher Satan, we had developed a reputation up here. People from Baptist churches, churches of Christ, afraid to go into their houses at night. Remember that? We took all went over to Kentucky over here. They're afraid to go in their house and stuff because they say stuff is moving around and they're seeing all kind of ghosts and all kind of other crap. So I told them, I said, we'll be there. Okay, good. When y'all coming? I said, midnight. And you know what they were doing? They were all standing outside. They were all literally standing outside. Said they ain't going in there. I said, I'll tell you what, y'all stay out of here. Bro, say now, we're going there. Bro, say, you go that way, I'll go that way. But like I said, it happens all the time, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
All the time it happens. All the time. All the time. Oh. But they Christians, Baptists. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable shall all have their part, which burned in the lake of fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Yeah, you know what I mean? But we're called the crackpot, the coot. We don't know nothing. What am I supposed to do? Take out and run because something go down bump in the night?
No.
You're supposed to run?
No.
Oh, it's upstairs in the attic. Okay, we won't go up there then. We get down, we didn't see a damn thing. Devils took off and ran.
Yeah.
Then Satan discovered a doorway on wallpaper. Wallpaper, standing on their wall. He said, there goes your doorway right there. By the way, you know what we know. We all know that. We don't know nothing. Been doing this all these many years, never set apart, but we don't know nothing.
These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Lord Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Listen, set her free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Listen, set her free right now. Spirits of explosion, spirits of verbal abuse, spirits of martial art, spirits of cruelty, spirits of hatred, come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tyler, Texas, 14 December 2002.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name, Satan. Come out, demon. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out, the spirit of hate. Come out right now in the spirit of love. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. 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 Come on, come on Move right now, man. Move. Move right now. He hates you. He don't want you. Right now. He wants you out of it right now. I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Come here, brother. Right now, he's not here. Turn over the back here. Hold his arm. Y'all hold his leg. Give the leg a piece. Come out right now, my name. You can't have him, King. You've been found out.
Praise God.
Is that your brother,
man? Praise God.
Amen, brother.
Praise God.
Praise God. You feel that spirit come out, brother?
Yes. Praise God.
Well, again, I'm going to make emphasis on this again in Mark 16, verse 17, 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you hear what it says? Signs follow them that believe. Believers don't go following signs, but signs follow them. And the first sign that he identifies is casting out devils. Pastor Wynn Worley, Mass Deliverance Service.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come out of the people now and let them go. If you do not understand what's going on here, whatever you do, don't open yourself with a critical spirit, because the things that are coming out are looking for places to go, and a critical heart will open you wide open. If you need help, make your way to the front. If this is new to you.
Now, if you never heard all these damn spirits crying out with loud voices, they did that in a meeting down in Jacksonville, Florida, while I was preaching. How else will we know that the Bible is true? You hear what I'm saying, Ellen?
Oh, yeah.
We don't know nothing, though. I don't know nothing. They don't even, y'all just as dumb as I am. We don't know shit. Amazing, isn't it? We've talked with people and hear demons. We've talked with people and can see demons. But when it comes to you, you special. You exempt. You have the power of mind. You can reason. You can deduct. And I just change my mind. I just move and I go, and they go away. Why are they sitting at me? Shit did happen when you like it either.
No. Some of them was violent. Yeah.
I tell you, I mocked the devil. You know what I mean? I literally mocked the devil. I do. It's so fun. And then you think about these Jezebels on Sports Illustrated and ESPN, as if they're in any position whatsoever at all to pass or make any judgments on us. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Who's the father of lies? Satan is, ain't he? Brother Gene, Minnesota, 612-612, Pastor Dow, you want to serve me to radio broadcast? I can help you.
Pastor, my pastor, love you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I am in Nebraska, in North Platte. I was wondering if there's anybody here in North Platte.
Well, you know, T.J. Eric's out there.
Yes, sir. I was wondering about that. So, anyway, I just wanted to also tell you that I got a bunch of deliverance last Shabbat over with Brother Daniel.
I
love this ministry. Nothing ever does what this ministry does ever. I love it. Thank you, Pastor. Other than that, I just wanted to say those two things and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Colorado, Brother Jermaine. Call number 719-719, Pastor Dowell. You know, Shabbat Shalom radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Well, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom, Teacher Shane and Elder Mitchell. Just wanted to call in and say Shabbat Shalom to all the saints, to all the leadership, and just tell you that how much I appreciate everything that's been coming forth from the pulpit, and just all the word that's been coming forth has just been a blessing. And just want to tell the family I love them dearly. Hadn't heard from me in a while. Just want to say Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Bless you, my brother. Be encouraged.
Yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you. How do you pronounce this? Texas. 254, Sister A-W-I-Z-E. Sister, what's your name?
Yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor.
Sister, Texas, 2x4.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom, how do you pronounce
Aviz.
Your name? Who?
Sister Aviz.
Okay.
Aviz.
How you doing,
mm-hmm.
Pastor? What you got?
Oh, all praise to the Most High Yah and to all the leadership there at Straightway. I am returning to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I attended the Dry Bones Conference, and I came with desperation for deliverance. The night prior to the event, I sat with Sister Summer, and the video recordings that you played tonight is what I heard coming out of me at the Dry Bones Conference. On July 4th, 7 years ago, my oldest son was shot and killed in Chicago. And I sold everything I had, and I left Chicago. I just want to shout out to Brother Gideon, Sister Jaja, and all the saints here in North Carolina. I came for deliverance from deep-rooted unforgiveness and self-hatred, and so many other demons were cast out of me. And I have so much more to be delivered from. So I just want to say thank you for your labor of love, your sacrificial obedience to the Most High Yah, and also the self-hatred. Didn't know what love was before coming to Straightway, and now I do. I saw the fruit of the Spirit, all nine of them, in operation the night prior to the event, during the event, and after the event. And I'm just so humbly grateful. Words cannot express my gratitude. And also didn't know why I hated myself so much. But I've been fasting and praying since the event. And on yesterday, prior to Sister, I was studying feminine men and masculine women in today's society. And last but not least, all the sisters who assisted me in deliverance, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues on that night. After coming out of Christianity for 59 years. Hallelujah.
59 years.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise
Hold
the Lord.
Stop.
I
got... Stop.
Glory
we got
to the King.
You
Hallelujah.
Stay
yes,
stand
sir.
By.
Glory to the King.
Man, wasn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Let's give a second trump. But they tell us they ain't nobody getting filled with the Holy Spirit today.
Yeah,
that's what it say. We're going to continue on believing the book. That's what we're going to keep on doing. Yeah, we're believers. Florida, China, 904-904, Pastor Dow, you're on Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Florida?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Sorry about last week. I did not know that I had mute on.
What's
Do you hear me? This is Brother Amir. I was at the Dry Bones conference, and I had gotten deliverance.
Okay, go ahead.
Y'all's spirit was heavy at the Dry Bones conference, and like all of a sudden I had manifested and had gotten deliverance. I also would like to thank Pastor Corey for helping me.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
Anything else?
Nothing else, Pastor.
All right, bless my sister, Shabbat Shalom. 308. Teacher Eric. Come on, teach over there from Nebraska. I can help you, my teacher.
Hey, shalom, Pastor. I'm over here with Brother Jesus Ruiz.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Jesus.
And we're out here in Nebraska, and Brother Gene knows I live in North Platte, Nebraska.
Brother Gene, get over here. Yeah, what we need to do is put our foot up in Brother Gene's ass.
Come on. We need to hear.
Yes, we do, Brother Gene. We're going to get some more food set out for you. Get over here. I contacted you on Facebook Messenger. I give you my cell phone number. So get a hold of me and get on over here so we can fellowship.
You hear that, Brother Gene? Get your ass over there now.
Get your ass over here.
Damn it. Diligence.
Hey, I love you all. I just heard Brother Gene on there, and so I thought I'd give him a shout out and tell him to get his butt over here, and we're going to feed him and work his God together.
That's the way you hold him accountable, Teach. Keep holding him accountable.
That's right. Hey, I love you all. Love you, Elder. Love you, Teach. Love you, fam. Much love. Shabbat shalom to y'all.
God bless you. Shabbat shalom. Give them the family I love, too. Hallelujah. I'm going to teach you to hold them accountable with me. You ain't got no excuse now. You better get your ass over there,
right.
Brother Gene. You better not leave Nebraska and not be over there. And if you got to rebuke him, teach him, let him have it. Let him have it. Call number 716-716. Pastor Dow, you're on Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you up at New York. No, we don't do that, man. This ain't speakerphone ministries. This is not speakerphone ministries. You're going to get on this, man. You're going to pick up that phone, walk away from the computer, and talk to us so that everybody can hear you. Is that all right? We'll come back to you here in a minute. 50-plus years. In a vain, deceiving, deceitful religion. Yeah, because I remember that's one of the first spirits that popped off. It was right in front of me, about four rows back, right in front of me. Just let loose, just cut off. Bam! Didn't come feel, seeing up with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, too.
Lord.
You know, the devil is a lie, isn't he? He couldn't stop that. Texas, call number 832-832, Pastor Dowling, Distributed Truth Radio Broadcast. How can I help you? We ain't got many phone calls on here, and we're going to be done tonight early. Come on.
How can I help you?
Pastor.
Yeah.
Pastor, this is Brother Vincent in Texas. How you doing?
We know who it is. Come on.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. We ain't seen you since last Tabernacle, man. We really miss you.
Miss y'all too, my brother. What you got?
Yes, sir. The family wants to say hello. They've been dying to see. I think they want to say Shabbat Shalom to Mother Carolyn.
Come on, Roland. Come on, children. Give it up.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Come on. Come on.
Shalom, Mother Carolyn, Sister Summer, Mama Nelly. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Sister Rose, you want to say something?
Shabbat Shalom, family.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Love you.
Bless you, Pastor. We hope to see you soon. Y'all willing, this baby comes before Tabernacle or after. Either way, y'all willing. We'll see you soon.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
New York, 716-716, Pastor Dow. We'll try it again, okay? You want to serve with you radio broadcast? I can help you. Last caller for tonight.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. This is Brother Lamar. I just wanted to give you a quick update. I got a couple more weeks up here in this. Oh, sorry about that. Yes, sir. Brother Lamar. Yes, sir.
Was that you trying to speak to me on speakerphone?
Oh, I don't think so. It could have been me because my TV is a little delayed. So you probably brought me, the problem is you probably brought me on and I didn't, it didn't catch up until like it was too late. So I apologize for that, sir. I apologize for that. But, I just wanted to give you an update. As of April 10th, I'm going to be an Indiana resident. So I just got my address changed, switched up. So I'm going to go ahead and get that done. I'm just waiting a couple of weeks.
There
we finally. But... What was that? I'm sorry.
Did I say last call and then five people come in? It's still last call. Brother Ma, I'm glad you're getting the hell out of that damn communist-ass country or state called New York.
Yes, sir. I am so excited. I am so excited. You cannot believe. I already got my handgun picked out. I already have everything already. Because they so critical on handguns
so
over here.
They get to move out of New York, move to Indiana, and got a handgun picked out. Just happy.
Yeah.
Now somebody got to teach your ass how to shoot it.
Oh, yeah.
And just because
they
got a lot of brothers in the ministry, they got handguns.
Don't know
they don't know what the hell they doing, but they got them.
Yeah.
Better than not having them.
Yes, sir. I don't know anything, so I'm just, you know, rely on the leadership, and that's going to be it. You know,
well, I'll give you
what as I'm told.
The best advice and handgun training you will ever hear. You want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Weapon is always loaded.
That's true.
Yes, sir, absolutely. No playing
that
around.
That means
absolutely.
Every time you approach any firearm, I don't give a damn, it's been sitting there for 20 years.
Yeah.
And the bullets is in New Jersey. Weapon is still always loaded. Always approach every weapon with respect.
Yes, sir. Receive. Receive. Absolutely, sir. I appreciate it. Got it 100% clear, Pastor. I just wanted to give you a quick update. I'm going to go ahead and let somebody else get on. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Love you.
All right, bless you. Ain't nobody else getting on. But bless you, brother. Shabbat Shalom. Ain't nobody else getting on. I'm done for tonight. Hey, I tell you what, though.
You're lying singing.
Brother Daniel don't come in. I'm sure they're going to have a lot to say. Hey, check this out. Elmer Rupert's been, man. I don't know where they're going to put them. They got 70-something people going to be in Straightway, Georgia tomorrow.
Everywhere.
Man. We can't build faster than the people are coming. That's 1 hour right there. We can't build faster than the people are coming.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know, we got to build, we got to do up there, but we need to get a, you need to look at up there, man. We need to get another home up there to spread y'all out.
It's in our minds. We working on it.
Yeah, we work on it, but we're talking about out this, all right. We need y'all to get spread out, man. And I really need to get spread out.
I agree.
You get back home and go look at enough double wire, see what we can put down. See what we get done, all right? But I'm utterly amazed at the day and time and hour that we live in. Now, don't get me wrong. Hey, listen to me. Don't get me wrong. We actually have fun with our accusers. Because, you know, look, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, and all that. You know, I did a YouTube video. It's on there. But, I mean, we are so used to being lied upon. There ain't no lie you can tell us that's going to surprise us. But it's a badge of honor for each and every last one of us. It sure is nice to be in the faith. Hey, did they tell you about how we went four-wheeling?
Oh, yeah, sure. They did.
They did?
They did. They said that they were all scared as hell and you laughed.
They thought we were going to go headlong in the pond.
Oh, yeah, they thought
we was in the pond. All of us in the pond.
Yep.
I got to watch that because it was kind of bumpy there, and I got to be careful, you know, with the summer, you know what I mean? Carol and them, they all knew we was done. They thought we was done.
Yeah.
We came over. We first went up there. We came down the crest. They were like, oh, no. Anyway, they're learning. Job that he didn't know.
No.
His pants was down. He just didn't
hurt.
We out here having good old country fun. Hallelujah. Anyway, Saints, Israel, live then coming up here within the next 10 to 15 minutes. We, like I said, stopping a little bit earlier tonight. We thank y'all for it. I want to show y'all something before we get off here. Look, here is the newspaper in this little small town where I live at. Look at all these damn criminals up here. Look. Multiple arrests, drugs, guns, cash. State trooper fired after admitting to taking nude photos and videos of a woman in shower. Stalking. This is a little bitty small county up here. And look what makes the... You would never see that somebody help Miss Williams across the street.
That's so papers.
No, they don't sell papers.
No.
Somebody up Miss Williams across the street. Damn, Gene Carmen passes away, man.
Great auctioneer.
Yeah, the great auctioneer up here, man. He passed away in a... Yeah, man. He built a big business up here. Gene Coleman is everywhere. Wow. Hey, we all gonna go that way. I promise you that. We ain't staying.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How much you wanna bet we all ain't gonna stay here?
I agree.
Not in this body, not like this.
No.
So it behooves you to pay attention to the way you live your life today.
Yes. Very true.
And keep yourself in the love of Yah.
Love.
Who'd ever thought the people we seen falling away would have been falling away? Think about that.
Yeah.
Look how many people falling away.
True.
And here we are still in the faith.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I ain't got nothing else to do. What you got to do? What you got to do? We ain't got nothing else to do. That's it. You know the book, you see your children, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the Bible says everything you're doing now is for your children's children.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? We got to teach them how to maintain.
Yep.
So damn wicked-ass world don't. So you'll be able to live long enough, be the father's will, we just use the law of averages. See your children. You know what I mean? Me, damn. I'll be able to see a grandchild Before my children even produced the first child. Mm. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so be it.
So be it.
Y'all good. As a matter of fact, check this out. I got a note the other day that, of course, you know, Chuck's always welcome to come. But Aaron and Antoine and all of them, all of them, want to come and visit and be here for service. They've been gone a long time, man. They used to actually live on Green.
Yes, they did. Early.
Yeah. Chuck asked, put a petition in after they could come to service. Yeah, y'all come to service. Just let us know when you're coming so we can tell you when you're going.
That's him?
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, Chuck asked us.
Yeah.
You know, is it all right? I don't know. We really ain't got no problem with a lot of these people that took off and kicked the traces.
No.
But I know one thing. People are learning that life is short.
Second generation?
Yeah. Yeah, sure are.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to see a whole total different straightway, though, ain't they?
Yeah,
they ain't
really
used to. No, hell no. It ain't about a long shot.
No.
Ain't nowhere near where it used to be.
No.
Nowhere near safe basketball. All right, hey, Saints. Lions getting up next. We bless y'all, sweet precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name. Oh, by the way, Brother DeMontez and Adoncia, I got a wedding to perform first day. Brother DeMontez and Adoncia getting married.
Wow.
Oh, but we don't marry nobody. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Shut up.
Come on, what a song.
Damn heathen. Yeah, Dante and DeMontez. We're going to go ahead and how they get married first day. So glory to the King. We marry people. We bury people.
Yeah.
Ain't that true? Literally.
Amen. Experience.
Oh. Yeah, we do it all. Anyway, we bless y'all. Lions Den coming up. Sweet first, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name. Our soon coming King, Yahshua, all the sheep, Jesus Christ. Shabbat Shalom. King is
come.
Coming.